Jane Borpagel from California Fish and Wildlife Public Forum saying goodbye to the board and staff. So,
hey, John, may I? Would you like me to give my executive officer's report now or at, towards the end of the meeting?
We'll do it after the goodbye now that I announced it out of order.
So, is this where I get on here?
Yeah.
Members of the board and the staff, I just wanted to tell you all that I've enjoyed working with you over the past 23 years. One of my first meetings I ever attended was at the North Coast Board, and some of my most interesting experiences have been with the North Coast Board. And I just want to say that I really appreciate the work that staff has done. I've worked with them on the TMDLs. I'm the water quality biologist and water rights coordinator for Region 1 Fish and Game, or Fish and Wildlife, and also the water rights coordinator. And so I've worked as a liaison with three different regional boards and the state board. I've really enjoyed my career, and I just want to thank you all for the attention and the work that we've done together. So many of your staff have listened to so many of my letters and appeals, and I just really want to say that I've enjoyed working with you. I know I'm going to miss this part of my career, but it's time for me to move on. It's been 28 years I've gone with the state, and time to go have some fun. So thank you all.
Well, I just wanted to thank you for all your years of service, and we have appreciated your input. And
thank you.
Thanks, Jane.
Any further comments on the public forum? Okay, I'll call on the executive director to issue the executive director's report.
Great, thank you. First, John mentioned that our hearts are going out to the citizens of California that are suffering with the drought, and I wanted to also say that our hearts have gone out to the communities of Siskiyou County that have been impacted by all the devastating wildfires, and particularly the residents of Weed and the significant devastation to that city. And to just mention that our staff are working closely with the Forest Service and CAL FIRE and other agencies on the burn area emergency response actions in response to for cleanup and restoration associated with fire impacts. And that in the city of Weed, we've been coordinating with CAL RECYCLE, which has just been working around the clock on the cleanup in the city of Weed. Again, our hearts go out to those citizens. I wanted to take this opportunity to formally roll out a new vision statement for the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board that our staff developed this past spring. This is part of a visioning and planning effort that our office has been involved with over the past year. It was preceded by a series of leadership education classes that were available to all of our staff, and then led into this visioning and planning work that we've been doing with some guidance from a professor at the University of California at Davis. The purpose of the visioning and planning work really simply is to improve our office's efficiency and effectiveness at doing the work of protecting and preserving water quality in the North Coast region. And one of an important step in this process was developing a vision statement, which is serving to kind of unify our staff to come up with a common vision for the work that we're doing. So some hard work went into developing a very pithy, but I think very meaningful vision statement for our region, and it is healthy watersheds, effective regulation, strong partnerships. And fundamental to this vision is the recognition that our agency can be most effective in protecting and preserving water quality by having strong partnerships, not only with our sister agencies, with local governments, with tribes, with watershed groups, all of our dischargers, and interested public at large. And today's informational items, and particularly the update on Klamath water quality improvement activities, is really a demonstration of the multiple levels of partnership that our agency is involved with, and the collective effectiveness and successes that we can realize in water quality improvement by working in partnership with many others. And so I wanted to just describe or announce this new vision statement for our office, and I'll be providing some additional updates in the coming months on the visioning and planning work that we've been doing. Next, I wanted to announce and introduce some new staff. First is Shinrei Lee, and Shinrei, if you could stand. Shinrei is our new supervising engineer for our office. Shinrei comes to us from the San Francisco Bay Regional Board, where she has worked for the almost just shy of 30 years, just over 30 years. And Shinrei has an incredibly diverse experience in many regulatory programs, including stormwater, 401, and wastewater. And so she takes over in the position that David Leland had before becoming assistant executive officer. And Shinrei's, her technical experience, which is very impressive, but also Shinrei has a very creative approach to water quality problem solving that I think we're going to learn from, and she's going to have a lot to offer. So welcome formally, Shinrei. Very welcome.
And welcome on board.
And secondly, it's not an introduction, but it's a letting you know that Clayton Krager has been promoted to Environmental Program Manager Specialist. He's now formally part of our executive management team in our office, and Clayton is going to be our watershed stewardship team coordinator for the North Coast region. And so it was when I was thinking about my introduction of Clayton that I thought to mention our vision statement, because the developing this new position, the watershed stewardship team coordinator, is also one step that came out of our visioning process, and it was a recognition of the need, if we're going to be effective in developing these partnerships, we needed to have an executive level position to work as a team coordinator, and Clayton is our man for that. So, as you know, and you'll see later today, Clayton has done an outstanding job in the Klamath, and is now going to be taking that approach into other watersheds in the North Coast region, including the Elk River, among others.
And just congratulations. I think you're an excellent choice for the job. So.
And finally, he's not in the room today, but Jonathan Muir is a new engineering geologist working under Dean Pratt in the Northern Timber Unit. Okay, finally, one other thing for my EOS report. Last year, this time, I announced the start of the first event of the EOS Water Quality Stewards Award. And as you'll recall, in January of this year, I presented that Water Quality Stewards Award to the Gualala River Watershed Council, an organization that was very deserving. So I'm using this opportunity to announce that I'm accepting nominations from the public as well as from staff for the award that would be given early next calendar year, in most likely in January of 2015. So short email to me describing the organization or individual that you think is worthy of a Water Quality Stewards Award is welcome. And if you could get that to me by the end of November, then I'll be in the position to make a decision and issue that next year. Okay, that's it for now. Thank you.
So I believe the next item is approval of the meeting minutes of August 14th, 2015.